live.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Well, when you're listening to us.
We're not live.
Well, we're alive now, but yes. we're live.
Right.
And we're alive.
Oh, Jiminy. We welcome you to all this silliness today. And thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
We are going to play some songs, minister through music, which we love to do. And then what are we going to do, honey?
Then we're going to open the Word. We're going to look at some Bible passages, and we're going to talk about prayer.
Prayer.
Prayer's important.
Oh, I know it is. I love to pray.
Well, Paul says, pray without ceasing.
Yes, and pray with thanksgiving.
Yes. You know, and all of that is good. We're going to talk about prayer, and there's a lot of different ways to pray and things to pray for.
But there's no magic prayer.
No, there's no. It's even like, you know, when the disciples asked Jesus to teach us how to pray, he says, well, pray like this. And then he teaches us what we call the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer, you know, and he says, pray like this. But then we take those exact words and turn them into a litany.
Yep.
That is over and over and over. As a matter of fact, he starts out by saying, don't be like the pagans.
Repetitive.
Who just repeat things over and over and over again. We say, okay, we'll take the words you told us to use as an example, and we'll repeat them over and over and over. And it's like we miss it every time.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I often wonder why God doesn't just give up on us. I mean, we just...
Isn't he gracious not to?
God, he is so loving and so gracious to not give up on us, because we just miss it every single time.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, on we go. We're going to sing an old song here that actually used when we've used it ministering at the shelter, and they love it.
They love it.
They always request it all the time.
Yeah.
And we also have to say when we do it there that when we're talking on the main line, just what we mean.
Right.
Because drug addicts have a different meaning for main line.
Right. And most of them aren't old enough to remember when there were party lines.
Yes.
Because this is based off the idea of being on the main line, you know, instead of the party line. So, call up, tell them what you want. Call up, tell them what you want. Call up, tell them what you want. We got Jesus on the main line now. Well, Jesus on the main line, tell them what you want. On the main line, tell them what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell them what you want. We got Jesus on the main line now. Well, if you want salvation, tell them what you want. If you want salvation, tell them what you want. If you want salvation, tell them what you want. We got Jesus on the main line now. So call them up, tell them what you want. Call them up, tell them what you want. Call them up, tell them what you want. We got Jesus on the main line now. Well, if you want the Holy Ghost, tell them what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell them what you want. Call them up, tell them what you want.
good old revival camp meeting song, you know, and I don't know if you've ever had this happen. People say sometimes people who aren't walking too close to the Lord will say, I want you to pray for me because I know you got a direct line to God or you're...
That happened to me today.
It did.
This morning. Yes.
Just this morning.
Yes, when I went over to minister to a person we know who's passing and his family were there, his sisters, and I met a couple of them before. And you know, the minute I walked in the door, they were saying, oh, we're so glad you're here. Will you pray? And I should have left by saying, you know, you can all pray.
Yeah, right. And that's what the, sort of that song is based on, the idea that, you know, got Jesus on the main line. I mean, we got a direct connection. But that isn't just for Holy Joe down the road, you know, or some guy walking around with a cross tattooed on his head or whatever. You know, that's for every one of us who believe in Christ. We have an open door. We can go to into Daddy's throne room and talk to him any time we want.
That's right.
You know, and there's all kinds of prayer. There's prayers of thanksgiving. There's prayers of praise, prayers of petition. You know, there's all kinds of prayer. And this song is about another kind of prayer. Well, we bring the sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise to the house. Sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise is when we praise God in the midst of the problem, when we praise God in the midst of the trouble, when we praise God in the midst of the trial and the things that are bringing us down, we're sacrificing praise to Him. And we're bringing in the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We're bringing in the sacrifice of joy.
Yeah, that was always been a tough one for me. I don't get why it's a sacrifice. But I guess some people just...
Well, it's based off the idea of that we're priests and kings. We're priests before the Lord, the royal priesthood. All Christians, every born-again Christian is a priest before the Lord.
Yes.
And the priests in the Old Testament brought sacrifices. And they sacrificed animals and things like that. Well, we don't do that, but we bring in other sacrifices. And this is relating to the idea of praise being a sacrifice, of joy being a sacrifice. This is the type of sacrifice that we bring in the New Testament, but it correlates to and sort of matches up with the praises of the Old Testament. And so we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Yes, we bring the sacrifice of praise to the house. I don't know about you, but both of us wake up in the morning praising and singing and giving prayer to God, you know, and that's such a wonderful way to wake up, you know. I feel sorry for people who wake up dreading the day or wake up just, oh, I got to do it again, or just wake up without that.
Yeah, there are people, I bet, who do that. But I wake up, the first thing I say is, praise you, Jesus, for another day full of your mercies and fresh graces today.
Amen. Mine is usually, Thank you, Lord, for yet one more day when I can praise your name and speak it out in this world.
Amen.
And that to me, that's a wonderful way to wake up. You know, and this is a song about looking at Jesus. Looking at Jesus. Keeping our eyes on him. God all around us. Even in those who don't believe, we see God. Because he's calling us to look at him. So wonderful to be able to praise God in song, you know, and to praise him in every way. I mean, our life should be nothing but a praise to God. You know, so now we want to open up the Bible. We want to look at a few passages, and Lord, we ask you to bless the reading of your Bible and the hearing of it, and ask you, Lord, to just open our minds and our spirits to receive from you. Father, because we know you have revealed yourself to us through your word, and it is only through your word that we come to know you. You know, automobiles run on gas, and Christians run on the word. We don't want to run out of the word. So we're going to first open up with James.
I don't think we will run out of the word as long as we keep putting it in.
Oh, amen. Never will. I mean, look at the whole world has been trying to destroy the Word of God since he started revealing it to us. You know, dictators, kings, emperors have tried to stamp it out, destroy it, kill people for reading it or possessing it. And here it is, the most widely distributed book in the history of the world and the most important. You know, because think of this, if the Bible is true and it's the revelation from God, it's the most important book there ever was. And, you know, to treat it like just another book is the biggest mistake we could ever make. But open it up here to James chapter 1. Going to look at verses 5 through 8. It says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. People who worry their prayer are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way, adrift at sea. keeping all your options open. We need to come boldly before the throne of grace. You know, God is our Father. He told us to pray. You know, in the Gospels, Jesus said, pray like this and pray to the Father and ask the Father, whatever you ask in my name, that's according to my will, I will do and you will receive. He tells us throughout the New Testament, using Paul and Peter and John and all of these people, telling us to pray. And here he's using James, who was his brother, is the head apostle in Jerusalem after the beginning of the church, when James, the brother of John, had been killed. James, the brother of Jesus, became the head apostle. He's the author of this. And, you know, he's telling us, if we don't know what we're doing, pray to the Father. And I don't know about you, but I've sure had a whole lot of times in my life when I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I should do. I didn't even know what I was doing while I was doing it. You know, and I look back over my life as a Christian, and I was just this morning, I was in prayer repenting for things that I had done and said as a pastor, as an evangelist, and, you know, things I look back at now and I think, why? I just didn't know enough. I didn't, you know.
Immature Christians.
I was riding on a hobby horse and telling people, get on this hobby horse with me. You know, and I've repented, and I know God's forgiven me. And I've also asked to heal any hurt or any harm that I may have done to anybody else. But that's because I was doing things and didn't even know what I was doing. You know?
And you were doing them why?
I was doing them to serve God.
Yeah.
I was trying my best.
You had good intentions, yes.
You know, I was doing my best and trying my best just as we are now. I mean, that's why we do this whole podcast. It's the only reason. We're trying to serve God. We're trying to honor
him. We're
obedient
to him.
Yeah.
And he told us to do this. So.
Yeah, he told us to do it. I mean, it was clear as a bell to Rosalie many, several years ago before he spoke to me about it, you know. And when she was telling me, oh, we got to do a podcast, my first thought was, well, there's about 800,000 other people doing podcasts. How are we going to do a podcast? You know, and...
But you came around.
Well, once again, the question comes up. We don't have any money. That's always been a question in our ministry. Well, we don't have any money. You know, God's telling us to do that. So now we had to get the equipment and everything and get all set up to do it. And we did that. And I followed along even before I had the call to do it.
Yes, you did.
I followed along and did it. And that's why our first season seems to have disappeared somewhere. I don't know whatever happened to that, you know. But, as I really, you know, that was before I had personally the call to do it, you know. But what happened was God finally did. Boy, he spoke to me loud and clear. When he made me stop doing one third of my entire jobs, made me stop doing that and told me plainly, it's the podcast, it's the podcast, it's the podcast. And he's still telling me that.
Yes, me too.
You know, and... I hope this is a blessing to somebody. I know it's got to be. God didn't tell us to do it for no reason. And maybe in all this, by the time we're done with 18,000 million episodes, one person gets blessed.
Amen.
That's good enough. That's
yes.
good enough.
Yes.
No, but he tells us to pray. We don't know what we're doing, pray. And God won't be condescending. He won't be condescending. He will answer us. But don't worry your prayers. Don't come back every day praying for the same thing. Oh, I think I hit a nail there.
I know you pray for the same thing daily, and so do I. There are certain things that I pray daily.
Well, in my petitions for other people.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do pray for the same. I have a list, you know.
Yeah, I do too. In my head, it keeps growing. Oh, I forgot to put this one in.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to put this one in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think, and we think, we've talked about this many times, that it's an insult to God and to the person that we say, oh, I'll pray for you, and then don't do that.
Oh, that's bad.
That is bad.
Yeah. You know, there's places in the Bible.
So don't even say that if you're not going to
right,
do it.
Right, right, right. You know, because we say we're going to pray for somebody and we don't. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now worrying your prayers, I think, is different than having a list that you use in petitions. I mean, it's like, I think worrying your prayers would be like, you know, if you wanted a new car and you prayed for a new car every single day and just beat on God's door, give me a new car.
Really? But what if your car was broken and you needed a new car?
Should have to just ask once. Uh-huh. And God didn't hear you? Well, I know it's hard to think that way, but, you know, to me it just seems, well, what does it mean, worrying in your prayers? It's like a wind whipped wave.
Tossed to and fro.
Tossed to and fro. You know, or maybe pray one way this way and one way that way. I don't know, you know. But let's move on to 1 John chapter 5, 14 through 15. Now, this is John the Apostle. This is the one Jesus loved. You know, this is the one who leaned against his breast at the Last Supper. And this is John writing this. The one, he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was one of the inner circle, the three, Peter, James, and John. And John writes, he says, "My purpose in writing is simply this, that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life, the reality and not the illusion, and how bold and free we then become in His presence, freely asking according to His will, sure that He's listening. And if we're confident that He's listening, we know that what we've asked for is as good as ours." You know, now people could have taken verses like that and say, well, that's it, you know, I'm pray for whatever, I'm boldly coming in and throwing the grace, I'm gonna ask God, I need that box of $100 bills and I need it now, you know, and know you're gonna get it, you know, or ask for any other thing, you know, and know you're gonna get it. They miss a little thing right in there. It says, pray according to His will.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His will.
Oh. Okay.
I can remember when we, long years ago, when people would teach about, if it be Thy will, Lord. Praying, if it be Thy will. You know, and that, there were times we thought about that. Well, why are they always praying that way?
Well, we talked about it a lot because we know the will of God if we're in His Word.
Amen.
So we don't have to say, if it be Thy will, Lord.
Why right.
Why do we have to put the if in?
But are we always in His will? Is everything we ask for in His will?
No, but His Word is His will.
His Word is His will. You know, and the thing is not to confound
yes.
our will with His will. You know, what is God will? How do we know that? Well, it's going to line up with His Word.
Yes.
It also, you know, can line up with what God is speaking to you, like God spoke to both of us, do the podcast.
Yes.
We accept that. And believe that is the will for God in our life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not conflict with anything God has
no.
ever said.
No,
he
no.
says to spread His Word
exactly.
and to share with people. And that's all this we're trying to do here. And so, knowing His will, you know, it's like praying when we believe, you know, God will give us the desires of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And people interpret that to mean, well, you know, I desire this brand new this or that. That's the desire of my heart. Give it to me, God. When really the verse in context is saying that if we follow and if we love God, He will put the desires in our heart. He will give us the desires of our heart. And those desires then will be in perfect will, accordance with His will.
Mm-hmm.
And then those desires will all be met. You know, and those are things, and a lot of times, you know, when God calls you to do something, and you step out to do it, that doesn't mean God's all of a sudden going to make it appear to be or a success in the world. Where people say, well, okay, you start a podcast, and next 2 weeks later, we got 800,000 viewers or listeners.
That'd be so nice.
It'd be okay, you know, if that's what God wants. That'd be great. But, you know, if he tells us to do it and only one person is listening, that's okay, too.
Because that one person needed to be listening.
Right, and we're acting according to God's will, so that's good. That's good. Okay, moving on to Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6. Now, this is another one. It says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when God displaces worry at the center of your life. Worry can eat you up.
Oh, yeah. We know a lot of people who worry about everything.
We even know people who've actually said, when I don't have anything to worry about,
I worry.
I worry. That's what makes me worry. You know.
And yet the Word says, don't worry or fret about anything.
Oh, the Word of God says, don't worry more times than it says, don't steal. And we all know what stealing is. You know. And here is God telling us, in another translation, it says, dismiss all anxiety and bring your desires before God in prayers. And so we don't need to worry about anything. Why worry when you can pray?
Yeah, that's a saying that we've had for years. What? Came from the gals at the Black Church.
Yeah, why worry when you can pray? And it's so true. You know, worry is thinking God's going to get something wrong in the future. Oh, it's going to come up wrong. Well, God's not going to do anything wrong in the future. We can trust him for the future as we trust him for the present. He has healed the past. He's given us the present, and we can trust him for the future. So why worry about it?
Yeah, I know, but some people really feel like if they're not worrying, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's sad.
And then there's me who doesn't worry about anything. People think there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, right. And they worry about it. You know, but it's sad. It's sad to think of people worrying. And I can understand it for unbelievers. They have no clue what's going to happen. They have no idea what's going on. But for Christians, born again people, we have the Word of God. We know we have an assurance of our future. We have the kingdom of God right here amongst us. Why worry when you can pray?
Well, and that's what I've had to turn any kind of worry thought I had into prayer.
Amen.
And I think that's what the verse means.
I do too.
Yeah.
Take anything, you know, if you have anything that's causing you anxiety, anything that's causing you problems, pray about it. Mm-hmm. Give it to God. Mm-hmm. Offer it up in prayer.
And gratitude.
And gratitude. Thanksgiving.
Thankfulness, yes.
And praise God. So we're glad we got to share a little bit about praying with you today and some songs.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and now we're going to have a reading from the Book of Faith. It's a book of faith. It's part of a three-book series, Faith, Hope, and Love. And it's made up of essays about faith, of course, and about Christ and Christian living. And we're going to have an essay read right now.
Okay, let's do it. Hello. Hope you enjoyed those songs. Those are some good old songs.
Good old.
They're not homegrown, but they're good old songs, and we love them. And like we said before, we've got people kind of constantly request Jesus on the Main Line.
Phew.
Constantly.
Unbelievable how many times people request that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the verses in it are really fun.
Yeah.
And to the point, you know, and if you want your loved ones saved, and it becomes a prayer.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah.
And they get into that, call them up! Call them up!
Yeah. Tell them what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Well,
amen.
We hope you enjoyed the songs and
the Bible teaching. Hope you...
Oh, the Bible teaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Hope you enjoyed the Bible, and, you know, I hope that help somebody out there come closer in prayer, you know, and remember, and to realize that, you know, prayer isn't this formal thing that is scary or can only be done in a special place or anything like that. Prayer is talking to God, and God wants you to talk to Him, just like He wants you to listen to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hope we enjoyed that.
Amen. Amen. And I also want to, we also want to make a comment about the fact that when you hear this, this is Easter week, traditionally known as Easter week. It's when we remember again what the Lord did for us. I happen to remember it every day because it's something to remember every day. But this is when it gets, the churches all do celebrations recounting the Last Supper and Good Friday and Easter Saturday and then Easter Sunday. Many people call it Resurrection Day.
Amen. And instead of Easter.
Yes. And it is Resurrection Day for sure. We don't know that we're going to get a good sunrise here, but many times we just go out and do a little sunrise service. Sometimes it's just the two of us. Sometimes we've had the street full of people. So.
Well, we remember when we did it on the shore of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was fabulous.
Yeah. It's a new day dawning.
Yeah, so, you know,
we pray that you have a blessed, blessed Easter remembrance and enjoy yourself with your families. And most of all, thank Him again for what He did for us by dying on that cross.
Amen. Amen. He died for our sins and rose for our life.
Amen.
Amen. And now we're going to have a reading from the book called Faith. And hope you enjoy that. Faith is the answer and prayer is the key. It's time for us to grow up, to put away childish things and delve into the deeper things of God. Some may ask, how do I do that? We need to study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the Word of God, for it's sharper than a two-edged sword or a surgeon's scalpel. It divides soul and spirit, and it reveals all things. We need to speak to God and listen to God. We need to learn to hear His voice and recognize it. In other words, we need to be in constant conversation with God so that we can be about His business in this world. Often we pray for God to guide our steps and then do nothing as we wait. God cannot guide our steps if we aren't stepping. Step out in faith and He'll sustain us as we work for Him. That's right. It may have been free admission, but it isn't a free ride. God has called us to work. He has given us the tool to do the work. Faith. Don't believe me, believe Him. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that He exists and that He cares enough to respond to those who seek Him. And part of that faith is knowing that He didn't send us out to work for Him without equipping us with what we need to accomplish that work. Jesus said, "Believe me, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me." If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things. Because I, on my way to the Father, am giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I'm doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who He is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. And He didn't just say it once or twice. He said it over and over. This is what I want you to do. Ask the Father for whatever is in keeping with the things I've revealed to you. Ask in my name, according to my will, and He'll most certainly give it to you. Jesus wasn't keeping this ability to accomplish the work He called us to miraculously through the power of His name a secret. He told us numerous times that praying in His name, in line with His purposes, was more than effective. It's powerful. He also told us that we've been chosen to do His work in the world, in his name. You didn't choose me, remember? I chose you, but you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. The time for hesitation is through. Once we confess him as Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, we're born again. There's no time to linger at the edge of the pool waiting for someone else to do the heavy lifting. Dive head first into the deep end. Turn away from the weak and beggarly elements of this world and embrace life in his eternal presence, which begins the moment we're born again, translated from the kingdom of darkness in this world into the kingdom of light in his presence. We all have questions for God. I know my first was, why me? Then once we've taken up residence in his city on a hill, we move on to, what do you want me to do? Quickly followed by, how am I supposed to do that? He isn't looking so much for ability. He is looking for availability. And remember, where God guides, God provides. If he's called you to do it, you can do it. Just have faith. Talk to him. Listen to him. And watch as he turns your life into Acts chapter 29. Whatever questions, whatever problems, whatever opportunities we face in this life, prayer is the answer and faith is the key.
Thank you, Robert. We hope that you all enjoyed the reading, and you can purchase the book and all of Robert's books through Amazon by going to...
just in the search line, put in faith and Dr. Robert Owens. You don't have to have the word and, but just put in faith plus. You don't have the word, have the word plus. Dr. Robert Owens, that's our secret code.
Yeah.
So that it will bring up the book. And all of our books are available there through Kindle or soft cover. And also, if you go to our website, itookarightturn.com, the day after the podcast, the text of the essay that I've read will be available for you. So,
how about that?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it doesn't even take special decoder button or anything. You get it right there.
Ooh, we're getting so hip.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, so thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
Hope you have
a blessed week.
Yes. And thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.